Ready, Ahsoka yelled. All primed! Anakin looked away from the droids for a second. The mass of charges he and Ahsoka had carried all this way, much of that distance on their hands and knees, formed a mesh of lights blinking in synchrony. A faint beep, beep, beep carried on the air. Whatever happened now, the shield would, had to, be destroyed. The moment of triumph was slapped down hard by a different kind of adrenal rush. The realization that he now had to get them both out of there alive. The droids were relatively compact, not hulking SBDs, but in these numbers, their persistence would eventually overwhelm even a Jedi who wanted very badly to live. Ahsoka cut and slashed her way toward him. He wanted to tell her to save herself, to run and not stop running until she was back with Kenobi and Rex. And he'd have expected her to run just as he told her. Not because she'd follow orders, but because he felt that in the end, nobody would save him in the way he so desperately wanted to save them. But he didn't get a chance to find out. She stopped dead in the crowd of droids and stared up past him at the wall. It wasn't until she reached out her hand and he felt what she was doing that his stomach lurched. She was force-pulling the wall down on top of him. Don't move, Sky Guy! Don't! Trust me, don't move a muscle! No! No! He was plunged into rumbling shadow. His instinct made him duck and cover his head, still clutching his lightsaber. A whoomp, like an explosion, hit him, and he couldn't breathe. He was sucking in choking dust. Something hit him in the leg. Grit peppered his face. He spat and coughed, trying to gulp in clean air. But there wasn't any. The sun had vanished. He struggled in a gray, smothering fog. I'm dead. I'm dead. What a stupid way to go. It took him a few moments to realize that the wall hadn't crushed him. He found himself squatting in a well of clear ground, a little wider than his shoulders, surrounded by rubble and metal. A droid's arm was flailing, making a repetitive noise as its servos struggled. He spat and gasped. He felt as if he'd inhaled every scrap of pulverized permacrete on the planet.
Are you okay, Master? Come on, we can't hang around.
Anakin looked up to see an outline of a small figure with head tails. His eyelashes were caked with dust. Something scratched his eyeball. He spat on his finger instinctively to wipe his eye clear, but doing that just ground more debris into it. But he wasn't dead. The kinetic force of the collapsing wall had effectively detonated a small bomb in his face. But he was alive, and the droids weren't.
How the... window,
she said.
I could see there was a gap where a window had been. Come on. You could have killed me. No, I knew exactly what I was doing.
Her tone was faintly offended. Anakin could hear it despite the ringing in his ears.
I'm a Togruta. We've got much better visuospatial awareness than humans. I knew the window gap would clear you, as long as you stood still anyway.
She peered down at him. He could see her better now. His eyes were running with tears from the irritating grit.
We've got to get clear before I can detonate the charges.
Anakin felt both angry and churlishly ungrateful at once. She'd saved his life. How many times had he calculated a lightsaber sweep so finely that it almost shaved an ally to take out an enemy? Did he really need rescuing by a green Padawan who'd landed only a few hours ago? She reached down into the pit and extended an arm.
Come on, Sky Guy, she said. Rex is counting on us.